Maine, Susan Collins outperforms her 2020 public polling in Senate race against Graham Platner. By Jasmine Jordan on June 29, 2026. Senator Susan Collins, Army, is running ahead of where public polling placed her during her 2020 re-election campaign. Even as a New York Times/Portland Press Herald/Siena survey finds Democrat Graham Platner narrowly leading in Maine's 2026 Senate race. The poll, conducted June 19 to 26 among 608 likely Maine voters, found Platner leading Collins 49% to 47%. The Times describes a two-point edge as too small for polls to measure reliably. And the survey had a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 4.8 percentage points. Burgess Everett, Semaphore's Congressional Bureau Chief, noted on X that Collins's 47% showing in the new poll is higher than any public 2020 poll listed by Real Clear Polling before she ultimately won re-election. The Real Clear polling list from Maine's 2020 Senate race showed Collins trailing Democrat Sarah Gideon in every poll listed before Election Day, with Collins's support ranging from 38% to 44%. The listed surveys showed Collins at 42% in the final Emerson poll, 43% in the late October Colby College poll, 40% in a Pan-Atlantic poll, 43% in a Bangor Daily News poll, 44% in a New York Times/Siena poll, and between 38 and 43% in the remaining listed surveys. Collins ultimately defeated Gideon by 51.0% to 42.4%, an 8.6-point margin. The New Times poll found Collins at 47% against Platner, higher than every public 2020 survey listed in the Real Clear polling table, while Platner's 49% matches Gideon's showing in the 2020 Times/Siena poll listed in the Real Clear polling table. The Times noted that Collins has a history of defying polling expectations. In 2020, pre-election surveys suggested she would lose by about 3 to 4 points, but she won by 9. The survey also found that Collins continues to hold advantages over Platner on several personal and issue measures. 66% of likely voters said Collins has good character, compared with 44% who said the same of Platner, while 61% said Collins has the right kind of moral values, compared with 45% for Platner. 47% said Platner is too extreme, compared with 34% who said that of Collins. Watch, Bernie Moreno trolls Dems, compares GOP nominees to freaky Graham Platner. On issues, likely voters said Collins would do a better job bringing money and resources to Maine by a 61% to 34% margin, while Platner led Collins on being an independent voice, 50% to 43%, and doing what is best for ordinary Mainers, 50% to 46%. The poll comes after weeks of scrutiny over Platner's past conduct and controversies. The Times reported that Platner, an oysterman who has never held elected office, won the Democrat nomination despite reports about offensive online posts, a tattoo resembling a Nazi symbol, and his treatment of women. More than 90% of likely voters said they had heard about the controversies, and about 30% of Platner supporters said the reports had raised questions about whether or not they could support him. The Republican National Committee released a video Friday highlighting Democrats struggling to answer questions about Platner, including whether or not they support him, if he has the character to serve in the Senate, and whether or not they would campaign with him. Among the Democrats highlighted, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said Platner has a lot of issues but added that Democrats need the Senate. Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, said Maine voters need to make the call. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said the allegations involved behavior that was hard to stomach but framed the race as a choice. And Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, reaffirmed his endorsement of Platner. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, also criticized Democrats for continuing to support Platner, arguing that party leaders had excused his controversies because he represented the party's progressive wing. President Donald Trump, asked by Breitbart News earlier this month about Democrats losing ground on the generic congressional ballot, said Republicans were coming up strong because voters were seeing lunatics on the ballot, including the guy in Maine with the swastika. Both parties view Maine as central to the battle for control of the Senate. Republicans currently hold 53 seats, meaning Democrats must defend all of their seats and flip four more to win control in November. Of the six Republican-held Senate battleground states, Maine is the only one that voted against Trump in 2024.